Anyway, all right. Note here with Ronnie, we're going to talk about the pipe project there in good old Vitoria. Anyway, okay. So now, what exactly is the project? This is for water. Is that what it's for?
It's a raw water line feeding water from the falls, Nottoway Falls, back to the town of Victoria.
Okay, so heretofore there hasn't been any line before. Is this replacing an old one?
It's replacing one that the railroad had put in, I think, probably back in the 20s or whatever. It runs to a bunch of farm properties and stuff, so they're putting this one up beside the road.
Oh, okay. All right. And I guess that one probably had a few holes in it if it was that old.
It's got a few now. Yeah, they're still using it. They're using it right now, but it's got leaks in it right now, and they just haven't put up with them until we can get this one put in.
Now, when this one gets put in, they'll switch over totally to the new one, right? In that, and how many I was seeing in the local paper, looked like a couple of different groups were involved with that project.
Precision Pipes and Lee's Excavating are doing it together. We actually have it split into two parts, but we're actually doing it together, and he's one part's in his name, one part's in mine, but we're actually doing it as a joint project between the two.
Yeah, probably a lot of pipes in that thing, I would think.
It's like 23,000 feet.
Whoa, okay, all right. What length pipes are they coming? 20s. Okay. Yeah, because you see them all stacked up in bundles all along and in for that. But is that mostly going project going during the day, or are you doing any?
Yeah, for right now, like I say, everything's mostly 8 to 10 hour day, and then we might get into something as far as once we get into the pump station part, trying to get it online fast, we might get into some later hours.
And the pump station part's back of the falls area.
Yeah, actually, where it leaves the falls at the base of the falls, that's where it'll leave there. So we'll redo the pump station, all electrical pumps and everything.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's good. Now, is this indicative of what Precision does? You do a lot of municipal or a larger project, or like to do that type of thing?
Yeah, we try to keep at least one of the larger projects going a year, and then try to blend it in with more
some
of our
smaller
repair work and residential work.
Sure, so. Sure, within that. And the other company you'd mentioned?
Lee's Excavating.
Are they out this way too?
They're actually out of Blackstone.
Oh, they're in Blackstone, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. The guy that I had done a lot of subcontracting with and everything. Seems to work well, you know, the two of us together.
Okay.
We come together, do larger projects, and then split off when we have smaller ones.
Sure.
And go back and go our separate
ways. Well, it's good. Small business, other business, some of the same line of work combined, yeah. And to do, and generally that's what the idea of that site's about.
Yeah, it keeps the overhead down, you know, instead of having people standing around in the slow time,
right.
Split up a little bit and do smaller projects.
Right. And then together, you know, group up and do larger ones when you've got the opportunities. As well. So now with the changeover, will the amount of water coming through, will that be enlarged from what it was before, or that would be the same?
It should be the same with the volume they're trying to get there. Is like I said, they just won't be getting the loss that they were getting before.
Right, with all right.
Yeah, because they regulate about 600 gallons a minute is what they like to see coming in. But like I say, sometimes now when they get multiple leaks, they can't even get that.
They can't get to that point.
They just have to pump more hours in the day and more man time.
All right. So I guess everybody out here wants to know, gee, will it make our water bill stay the same, go up, or maybe go down?
Truthfully, it's probably going to go up, because actually that was part of the agreement with rural development, I believe, is water rates have to get up to a certain amount.
So
unfortunately, to get any support, they want you to pay out a certain amount first
right.
to the public before the government starts giving so many taxes back.
But I gather the Nottoway has plenty of water to give, it sounds like.
Yeah, because actually it that's their main supply. They also get water from the over the old reservoir, which is over they call it the Modest Creek Reservoir.
They get
water from there. We just redid that line a couple years ago. That's where they're going to feed from while we're doing Nottoway Falls.
Oh, okay.
And once they get Nottoway Falls in, then they'll go back to it. You know,
all right. Well, I got to get it. And when's the project supposed to wrap up?
We should be done. I would say by February or something.
Okay. All right, so that's something too. I look forward to if there's any traffic back up. It seems like that's been pretty kept at bay,
yeah,
but at least
they
the
do much in the roadway, you know, just you know, stringing out pipe and that kind of stuff. But we hadn't had to shut any lanes or anything down.
Right. But what 20 and what 26,000?
23,000
feet of pipe. Well, that'll be in by 2014. So look for that, and I'd be glad that word's coming to you.